Well, a very good evening to you out there, and thanks for tuning in to us here on Terrace Talk this evening, live on Radio Kerry, and we're coming from the Killarney Studios. My first time ever here in the Killarney Studios, and such a great honour to see Gerry O'Sullivan's well-kept desk just beside me as well. It's a real thrill, Gerry. Now, it's Bank Holiday Monday night, and of course there's only one thing on the show this evening, and that's the Garvey Super Value County Football Championship final. It's next Sunday. It's between Mid Kerry and East Kerry, and we'll be building up all the action on that. On tonight's show, we will hear from both camps as I get the thoughts of East Kerry manager Gerry O'Sullivan and their top scorer, marksman Dara Roach from Glenflisk, just out the road. We also chat to Mid Kerry manager Peter O'Sullivan, their secretary Mike Sayers, as well as Gavin O'Grady, Nathan Breen, Darren Hoolan, and Keith Evans, and all that in the company of our two busy panellists as well, John Kennedy and Liam Broston. Now, if you've got a comment or a question, get us into us this evening. And you can text us or WhatsApp us on 083 300 3300, and Ivan is driving the desk just beside me this evening. And with a lot going on over the weekend, I mean, that epic Premier Junior final yesterday between Listowel and Ballymac, which I must say football really needed in the county. There was colour, drama, excitement, fine scores, and even another helping of extra time in the end. And it was an North Kerry man that proved victorious, and well, congratulations to them out in Listowel this evening. And then on Saturday, we saw the end of the line, I suppose, for three giants, Kieran O'Rahilly's, in the Senior County Football Championship, and they lost out to Neighbours Nagail, and they will now be in the draw for the Intermediate Championship in 2024. Strange, I suppose, in many ways, to think this time last year we had them on the show preparing for a Munster Championship campaign that they won, and I suppose it just goes to show how really cutthroat the Senior Clubs Championship is. It's a bit like dancing on ice, I suppose. You know, you're above the ground and you're underneath it very, very quickly as well. Now, indeed, that has led to a lot of chat on the socials about the formation of the competition once again, and we have a good few comments on that this evening, which we'll put to the lads as well. But before we get going at all this evening, John Kennedy, I have to start with that Premier Junior final yesterday, Listowel versus Ballymac. Now, if you told me at the start of yesterday that Listowel were going to score 24 points, I probably would have said sure, it would take him a month to do it, but they certainly had their kicking shoes on yesterday. Fantastic game.
Yeah, I suppose, first of all, Don, like you said in the intro there, look, it was the atmosphere was brilliant, huge crowd there, and the minute you turned the corner at the train station, you knew there was something different about yesterday in Aston Park. The crowds were gathering well before the game, an hour and a half before it. When the teams arrived in the field, tremendous reception, there was colour, there was flares, you know, there was an atmosphere, so many kids on both sides, and a credit to both clubs for the way they turned out their supporters yesterday, the way they were all together. And the game, it certainly matched it. It was a super game of football, really. Listowel, I suppose, in the first half in particular, they tore into it. They were 13 points to 6 up at half time, and the manner in which they played defensively, very strong, close, continuous marking by their defenders, giving away very little. I think they took Ballymac by storm. And then, to be fair to Ballymac, in the second half they came back, you know, they went ahead. It looked as if they had one hand in the cup. And then, I suppose, a man whose name is on everybody's lips today, Jack McElligott, you know, he got a heavy tackle, he was on the ground, he got up, and with his left leg he kicked the equaliser, and the place erupted. And, you know, the second, the extra time, it continued in the same mode. A credit to the level of fitness, to the skill level, to both management teams for the way their teams were prepared. And you know, Listowel winning out in the end, a huge victory for Listowel, but a big victory for North Kerry football, because it's something that's badly needed, I think, bringing a county title to the North. Tough looking Ballymac, you know, they went so close, they've been there so close, and they, you know, people expect them to get over the line, but they didn't. But I think, you know, on a night like this for Listowel, one would have to look at the way they've built up from underage. You know, I think Seanie O'Connell and Conor Moriarty, two guys that have spearheaded their Borden and Oak development. I believe they have two teams in most age groups up along, and at minor level they'd be hoping to have two down the road. And people like Noel Kennelly and Nora Brown, fantastic people, and their management team led by Enda Murphy, you know, I'd say very professional. They didn't get carried away when they were ahead and looking at them, and then when they went down, they were very composed. And of course, you had the Marco Shea effect as well. Mm-hmm. And Tian Blake and the lads in Ballymac, you know, they went to the line and just didn't get over it. But what an advert for football in the county.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of negativity about the standard of county championship and so on and so forth, but this was it kick-started and rejuvenated everything yesterday, and there was a buzz after, like, people on both sides were delighted with what was there.
Liam, in what way did the crowd play that part yesterday? Because we've been looking at games throughout the year, and look, it's well known there's not as many going to it, and players have mentioned it in the past, there's a goal scored or a point scored, there's hardly a round of applause for it. But that incredible, I suppose, amphitheatre of sound yesterday, yeah, that surely added to the way the game was played.
It did, and I suppose all credit to the players and the management, the way they went out and played the game. So now, like everyone is saying today, that everyone admit it was the best game of football they've seen all year, because it was a game of football, and that added to the supporters then as well. You know, you can really get behind our team. We've been at many games where the ball is over and back to field. It wasn't over and back to field yesterday, John. Sure, it went. No. Both teams went at it full throttle, and it added to the whole atmosphere. Even, you know, when you were neutral and you were watching it, you were getting caught up in it, and it showed. And but like the flags, the colour, you know, when you looked over from the stand from where we were, and you saw the Ballymac crowd in one side, the next thing you would see the Listowel crowd with the flags and the whole lot. It was fantastic to see, and you know, we'd be hoping to see much more of it. But I think it was the way the both teams went out and equipped themselves and played the game of football yesterday added to the spectacle of the whole thing. And I think that's something that you know, we'd be hoping to see much more of, but unfortunately we don't see a whole pile of it now, Donald.
Absolutely. Well, look, if you had to wait a whole year to see that game, at least
it was a fantastic wait.
No, there was, of course, Liam, another game on Saturday. I suppose relegation playoffs by their nature don't bring crowds, but I mean there was huge interest in this one, and there was a lot on the line, and unfortunately one team slipped through the crack.
Yeah, I suppose football wise it wasn't as good as yesterday's game, but there was so much at stake for both teams. You know, it was going to be a cagey game. But to be fair, you know, It went. I was a bit surprised the way Negale came out in the kind of mid through the, I suppose, mid first quarter or mid first half and onto the second half. I thought Cairns O'Reilly's were keeping their head above water and tipping away with the forwards that they had. But Negale never gave up. You know, they battled on, and up to the 84th minute when Dara Devine hit the back of the net to huge celebrations from Negale. Look, I suppose there's going to be a lot of bragging rights and stuff like that around Tralee. They're the only county championship team in the town now at the moment.
I suppose in many ways it was probably as important, if not more important, for Negale, seeing that they had climbed up the charts, to kind of stay there, because obviously if they had went down again, it would have been seen that they only survived a year or 2 years and they didn't get going. Negale could really build from this.
They could, and they'd want to, because like you said it in your intro, there's a very thin layer of ice there, which means this time next year there might be no Tralee team in there. That's the worrying thing about it. They're in the relegation battle this year, you know, so they will have to push on from it. I thought when Tommy Welch went off was going to be a big, you know, kind of hindrance for Cairns O'Reilly, but then Stephen went off not too long after, so I suppose 15 minutes after, you know, so it kind of equaled itself out. But I suppose Cairns O'Reilly will be disappointed. Their underage structure, I suppose they'll have to look back at it and see, you know, what they have coming through. A lot of clubs are struggling. Even Ambrose said it yesterday, even Crokes here in Killarney at minor level. You know, they're not hitting the heights that the teams were hitting. You know, so and the same with Riley, he is inside now, and so they'll have to, as I said, pull up the socks now and see can they build another team to come through, because that intermediate competition next year is going to be some competition.
Oh, it's going to be massive. At this stage only one team can obviously come up, and Legion have an eye on it, I'd imagine, and Glenn Flesker coming through with it, and Austin Saxel wanted, Riley's want to come back up. All those teams at intermediate, John, there's a lot of, I suppose, chat out there and talk out there that 8 isn't enough for senior clubs. It should be 12, it should be bigger, there should be more. I suppose that the fact that there is 8, it means that you should stay on your toes. Are town teams now feeling the pinch that country teams have felt maybe 10 and 15 years ago when you've lost a couple? Because obviously with Rahalis yesterday, a lot of people said immigration had hit them, yep, players coming back and their age profile as well yesterday, a lot of players on the other side of 30, you wouldn't really associate that with kind of a county championship team. But is that the way the numbers are stacking out, everything from planning to maybe not enough jobs inside in the town? Are town teams feeling this pinch finally?
I think they are, to be fair, and that's, as you rightly said, the rural clubs have been finding that that pinch for a bit. And, you know, just going back to the Tralee situation, it's not so long ago since you had Stax, Rahalis and Mitchells, and the Gael were the poor relations, and I mean that in a footballing sense. Yeah. And now it has turned totally, and that's like Liam said, that's how uncertain it is. But it's set, I think there has to be a complete look again, Donal, by the county board and the powers that be at the structures, you know, at the length of the season, at the amount of games we have. And you know, I was at a meeting there last week about the underage. The ages, is it going to stay at 17, is it going to go to 18, decoupling and all that. It was kind of frightening to hear the amount of clubs, big and small, that have trouble with numbers and that will have.
And genuine fear.
And like, this is not, you know, it before it was the rural club, and you know, maybe it was a kind of Asher there out there in that place, and you know, they should join with this one or that one. But now there are several clubs in the same situation, and I think it's becoming very serious. You know, the powers have struggled. They're coming down. Some of the weaker clubs are actually improving, and some of the areas that were struggling, there's people moving out there, building houses, and they're developing rapidly. Whereas in the bigger towns, difficult enough to buy houses, you know, difficult to get into schools, and they're going to the outlying areas. It's certainly a change, a culture shock, really, and it's something that has to be looked at.
Yeah, the GMF of clubs is really changing. You know, the power isn't where it was. Some comments coming in, and we'll address the Rahalis ones first, I suppose. Donal, it's a shame that Kieran Rahalis are intermediate. They're a senior club, both in name and tradition. It's from John, not you, John, some other John, I hope. The county board should have 12 teams, senior teams, and 4 district teams. Why do we need district teams if these clubs were not good enough to be senior? They should not be allowed into the county championship. And that's from a Kieran Rahalis supporter this evening. And how can Munster club champions of last year be intermediate in Kerry next year? Every club should be given at least one chance to have a bad year and relegated on their second chance. Well, we'd be there for a while if we were relegating one on their second chance. And then finally, and we'll move on from it, Donal, Kieran Rahalis are intermediate because they lost all their games at senior club level this year. I doubt there would have been an issue or an outcry if Nigel, Spa or Temple No fell below the line. All this great club and tradition means nothing. How many Kieran Rahalis players were on the Kerry panel this year? I suppose maybe that's probably pointing to that as well. But I suppose, look, at the end of the day, Rahalis are gone down, Nigel are up, and we will have a new intermediate team joining them in the next couple of weeks as well, whether it's Fossa or Milltown Castlemaine. And of course, both those sides are involved in the county championship as well. Liam, are you surprised that we have the same two teams back in the county final this year as last year? You did predict it, though, to be fair.
Yeah. I suppose, look, the like we said 2 weeks ago, the only team that surprised us, we named the 4 semi-final teams, but the only team that surprised us really was Rathmore. I think the other 3 teams, Dingle and the 2 teams that are in the final now, were probably top of everyone's list. Don't know, but yeah, it's not a big surprise. The only thing I'm hoping for next week is that Meath Kerry will come out and have a good rattle off East Kerry. I thought going into the final last year, they were a bit cagey. They were more worried about East Kerry than they were about themselves. Looking down through the Meath Kerry results and you know, all their stats, you know, they're well capable of giving this East Kerry one hell of a battle if they go out and offensively go at them. You know, I know you have to, when we're playing against the Cliffords, you have to worry about a bit how do we curtail them a small bit, but you can't get too hooked up in it. And I think if Meath Kerry go out and play their own game, I think we're going to be in for one hell of a senior final.
Meath Kerry, Liam, we'll stay with Meath Kerry and the team. They've kind of just rambled through the county championship. I mean, they seem to be going through in maybe second or third gear. It wasn't until the Dingle game as such that that you really felt it came to light. But in the group stages, I mean, look, they had, I suppose, I won't say it was a convincing win. I suppose they had a convincing win in the end over Spa, but I mean, the very first game, Rahalis were relegated. They only beat them 12-11.
That's right. Yeah.
They were slow to start. Then they had the game against Shannon Rangers outside, and to be fair, Shannon Rangers played great football that evening. The final score was 4-7 to 1-10. 11 scores each, really. So again, you'd be saying
they're getting the goals.
Not much here. And then they got plenty of goals, of course, against Spa. Then I suppose maybe moving into campaign mode, 3-11 to 14 points. A big win over Nigel, 119 to 107. And then that Dingle thing. They seem to be gathering momentum.
They do, and what I liked about them in the semi-final, and we said that the Dingle game, whoever's going to come out of that will be well equipped going into the final. And what I liked about Meath Kerry is that, and I've said it a few times, that they were lacking was that little bit of playing on the line, and that came out a small bit against Dingle. You know, they had, there was a bit of an edge about them. We know what they have scoring wise, we know the players they have individually, and we spoke about them in the last couple of weeks, you know, like Sveen O'Connor, you know, Dara Cleary coming off the bench, he's their second top scorer with 3-5. You know, they have these guys that can really put up scores, but my worry is that they'll go into the game next week and they'll curtail that. You know, they got to go out and they got to have a go at because they have the scoring ability. They have to believe in their defence, like Nathan Breen had a great game the last day against Paul Gainey. Can he do it against David Clifford? Mm-hmm. You know, Mike Breen, centre back, was another guy who really stood strong against Dingle. You know, so Pat Kilkenny, you know, these guys, you know, they have the players, but they can't get caught up on this Meath Kerry thing that with the last couple of years where they went into a bubble that we have to worry about them. Let East Kerry worry about Meath Kerry. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that's when we'll get a game. They'll have to go at it. We don't want to see a county final like Mayo had or Cork had over the weekend. We want to go out and see two teams having a right go off each other.
Absolutely, and there will be plenty of scores. John, a team that score plenty all the time, East Kerry, I mean, when the group stages were made, I mean, they were coupled with South Kerry, who they beat handily enough, 3-13 to 1-11. South Kerry played good football for 20-25 minutes in that game. Then they had a big win over West Kerry in awful conditions back there in Lisbowl, 17-9. And then a cagey enough affair against Templenoe, 1-13 to 12. You'd wonder, you know, what gear they were in then. They face St Cairns, and we kind of felt that St Cairns, out of all the teams, would have a right go at them. How wrong were we? 4-19, huge score to 12. And again, against Rathmore, they were always in control. This time last year, John, East Kerry came off the back of, I won't say a fortuitous win, but they had to go to the wire and get that last minute point. They're coming into this final in much better health, maybe?
Yeah, they were comfortable done, you could say, in all the games, really. Without the Cliffords, we have to say that too. You know, they have quite a number of players, like Liam said about the Meath Kerry with their bench. You know, there's a lot of quality players in that squad. Jory Sullivan has given quite a lot of game time to players. they're in a county final, you know, semi final against Rathmore, 116 to 110. Comfortable as well. You know, it was a cat and mouse affair early on. A lot of defending, but they had their patience. You know, they got the goal. I think Patrick Darcy and Paddy Clifford set up David for the goal, and you know, it was game over then. But they have huge experience, and they're, it would be fair to say, I think, that they haven't been firing on all cylinders as yet. Mm-hmm. And it's a great way to go into a final, you know, but they'll have to perform. I think, you know, if you were looking at both semi-finals, you'd say that the impressive display came from Meath Kerry against Dingle. You know, East Kerry, they're there, they have the players, they'll have to perform on the day to win. They'll be favourites to them, I think, going into it. Yeah. But, you know, I think that
they've yet to play a poor final.
They have yet to play a poor final, and they have big game players as well who turn it on in big games, and you know, they'll be hoping they'll do it again.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, if you have a comment to get in or who you think is going to win the county final, 083 300 3300, we have plenty of comments coming in, and we'll get to them after this break.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Meadowlands Hotel Tralee, where being local means coming home.
Donal, East Kerry have been performing as good as they did in other years, or they have not been performing as good as they have in other years. They had an easy group and they still only done enough to win. I feel they will well tested on this occasion, says Mike in Glenbey, obviously Meath Kerry fan Mike. Kerry saw what happens if David Clifford does not perform, then any team are beatable, so there is a hope for Meath Kerry. So some guy there hoping that David Clifford doesn't perform, and that doesn't happen too often because he performs in nearly every other day. Jerry O'Sullivan, I had a very interesting interview with him earlier in the week, Liam. He's done an awful lot. He's done an awful lot of quiet stuff, and he's won his county championships. He's mixed his squad. They're greatly changed to what they were. And he's done what he has to do. He's got back to a final. He's in a good place, and he's quite happy with himself. And why not?
Oh, definitely, why not? And you know, we can all sit back and see the players that he has here, and the man beside you, John, here will tell you. Sometimes, if you have a star-studded team, it's hard to manage because you're trying to keep everyone happy. But Jerry seems to be able to do it with the past number of years, because he's dealing with very good footballers. You know, he's getting the best out of them, and you know, he's delivering every time. You know, so he's a manager that's highly thought of. The players have fantastic things to say about him himself and his management team. You know, and I do think he's Kerry. I think the setup they have with the last, I don't know, number of years, you know, very professional, and you can see that on the field the way they play.
Yeah, absolutely, and a man who has plenty of opinions and will be able to speak as well as Carl Plum. We actually started off talking about the county championship.
Yeah, look, there's a lot of talk about restructuring the championship. You're hearing an awful lot of people talking about it. There's people that are talking about it that are on the outside, on different platforms talking about it, and they're not on the inside actually living with it. And I'm talking about living with it, living with the championship, and actually being a manager in that championship. I think first and foremost, if you are talking about restructuring the championship, then you need to talk to the guys that are on the ground. I think there's a lot of fellas talking out of both sides of their mouth, which is unhelpful to the competition. I think it's been a great competition down through the years, and it's been a great competition this year. You look back at the games that have been there, okay, there's been certain games that have been one-sided, but you look back and there's been tight games, there's been draws, there's been games won by the last kick of the ball and things like that. So okay, attendances may not be there, but it's not about the football that the attendance is not there. I think there's external factors there, and that's still going down to, I suppose, the availability of the game on Clubber, and also the long season that's there. So if it has to be restructured, I'd like to see, if it is being restructured, that the stakeholders, I call them, the guys that are on the ground, the managers of these teams, probably be consulted in how best it should be restructured. Because they know what the players want, because they're talking to the players the whole time.
Jerry, you raised an interesting point. People talk about Easter and they're saying they're going for 3-4. But the fact that there is guys going for their first one, I mean, that's the hunger that truly drives the team.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. Look, it's like there's 14 guys there. They don't have a county championship medal. There's some inside there that have three. I mean, we're in a kind of a golden era for East Kerry football, which is fantastic. It's been 20 years since we've had that, and in those 20 years, you look back at the teams that have won it, like South Kerry won 4 in a row. They went along, they won another title. Crokes won 7 titles in 10 years. No one talking about breaking the Crokes up. No one talking about breaking South Kerry up. No one talking about it being one-sided. And you, like, you look at us every year that we've played championship, we've had found it difficult. There's been games there where we have scrolled through and got over the line and things like that. And this year is no different. Okay, the end result might be we win by 3 or 4 or 5 points or whatever. But those games have been tough. We had a tough game against Rathmore. So a very tough game against Tipperary in the round robin stage of it. Like, but look, there's no championship easy to win here in Kerry.
And saying that, I mean, you've got a team built of club winners. I mean, we were just talking to Darren about the amount of new Glenfesk faces that are arriving. There's new Kilcullen faces arriving on the scene.
Yeah.
Does this push the guys that are there with the 2 and the 3 medals on even further?
Oh, it does. Yeah, it does. It does. And these guys have identified. They identified that I suppose a team like this comes along every now and again, and they're trying to make the most of it. They mightn't be really scary for long. Rathmore is a prime example. Spa, another prime example. Kilcullen were with us for a year and lost. They went away, and they've been senior in for a year. So it's ever changing and ever evolving. And Fuss are in a final, an intermediate final this year. Fuss mightn't be with East Kerry next year. So like, I mean, it evolves like that. Like, and teams get better, and the crop of players come together in the club, and you know, and they make that breakthrough to intermediate, which is from intermediate to senior. And look, I mean, I suppose from our point of view, the Wood Insider, we're just trying to. We're only playing with the cards that we're dealt with, right? And we have a fantastic bunch of guys put together this year, and you know, they've been fantastic from the very start of it. So look, hopefully it'll come to fruition on Sunday week.
And finally, Jerry, before you finish up, your own enthusiasm. I mean, it must be hard for a player to go out year after year, but you've been going out year after year as well. Where do you get it from? Where does it come from?
It comes from the players, really. You know, they drive us on. It's a joy, really, to come training with them. They set the standards, and everyone lives by that standard, and that is, and that's just the reality of it. Like whatever rivalry is there between the clubs, at district level in the Donegal Cup is left at the door, and it's and the dressing room is one of harmony, and look, that's great. Look, that's great fun. I enjoy it. It's something that I enjoy, I suppose, seeing these guys develop, and believe it or not, Donal, it's something that I'd like to see these clubs progress and with their own clubs go on to win county titles, whether that is in junior, premier junior or intermediate, and no more so than the boys last year fussed to win it and are in an intermediate final this year. Fireys won a junior title last year, Legion were in a semi-final, so look, like, you love to see these. Rathmore won the intermediate last year, so you love to see these guys go on and win it. Like, so that's what, you know, it's great enjoyment that I get out of it.
It'd be nice to bring one or two medals back to Fireys too.
Look, it would, and those two guys, you know, like Jack Sherwood and Niall Dunno have been there with me from the start. You know, they were there in 2017 and they're here in 2023, which is fantastic.
And they'll be there at the starting line next day. Maybe not.
I don't know.
You won't tell us that.
I don't know.
Gerard is in the very best looking. Okay. Thanks for being so kind
on
your time.
Not a bother.
There you go, Gerard Sullivan certainly not giving me the team the next day, so we don't know whether there's two Fireys men starting or maybe not. Come here, Liam. He said something very interesting there. He said they're a joy to go training with. Winners win, don't they?
They do, and I suppose, look, that's why it keeps everything so fresh and everything's at a high level as well when you're going in with fellas like that who expect high standards from a management team, and then the management team can expect high standards from players, and that's what Jory is getting from East Kerry. And like, I suppose, look, when you go into a dressing room, when you have Paddy Clifford and Davy Clifford and these fellas, and I've been in dressing rooms with David Clifford, and he will push it anyway. You know, he's going to push a high standard, and it, as I say, a rising tide lifts all boats. They will, you know, lift everything, and that's what I said to John earlier, that East Kerry have yet to play a bad final. I've yet to see David Clifford. I know there was a comment there about the All-Ireland final this year. If I played the way David Clifford played in the All-Ireland final this year, I'd probably get an All-Star. Mm-hmm. You know, David Clifford did not have a bad All-Ireland final. It's only in some fellas' heads.
It's a perception.
So, like, that's why this East Kerry team and Jory, even going back to 2017 there, you know, and the Fireys boys, you know, he's been with him a long time, and he's built a very good kind of dressing room camaraderie in there with East Kerry. And like we said, it's a hard thing to do when you have a lot of big names and big clubs coming in there as well, trying to keep everyone happy. And Jory seems to do it every year that he's gone in there with his management team, obviously with the East Kerry board. You know, I can see it. My father was there for years. It is very professionally ran by him, you know. So it's going to be a big game, and I'm hoping for a very good game of football, because I can see this Mid Kerry team. Peter O'Sullivan is after doing the exact same thing with Mid Kerry. You know, a lot of good players there. He's after gelling them from last year to this year now again, and they're improving. But it's going to take one big game for Mid Kerry to get over these East Kerry boys, but they can do it.
Mm-hmm. The other thing, John Kennedy, that Jerry said on the tape, 14 guys have no medals, some have three. Is there a little bit of a danger that they're inexperienced, maybe, or is that really just tongue in cheek?
Well, you have a lot of experience there as well, but like, that's a driving force. The lads that haven't a medal, they're going for the first one.
Freshness.
You want the medal. And I think that's huge. And that will tell you the way he has evolved the team and the squad and the number of players that he's brought in. It's not just the same old team. It's freshness. It may be some of it by design, but other is that it has to happen because Rathmore won and went, and he lost the Rathmore players. But look, his comment there to you when you asked him what keeps it going, he deserves tremendous credit. Any of us that have been in management, like, to keep the thing fresh. But when you have big players in the dressing room, that can be a serious problem. I'm not talking about the Clifford, but I'm just talking about big players, you know, for the management team and the manager to keep them grounded, to keep everyone happy, a big squad, to keep revolving, to keep bringing in new faces in the management team with him. That's a trait in itself, and Jory has done that brilliantly, and he deflected a lot of the credit that he should be getting because he's been so consistent. People will say they have the team, but it's fine having the team, but you have to perform. And how competitive it is in Kerry, you have to be at your top level. They're in another county final, and tremendous credit due to him for the manner in which he's done it. He's not got carried away, and he's kept his team grounded as well. And even what he did with the Cliffords, you know, they were on the line for so many games. They were there. They were part of it. We were up on the terrace some days, Liam, and the comment in the terrace, the two boys are below. I wonder, will he spring him? I wonder, will they come on? You know, that's down to the management team. Great management.
But there's a saying there, Donald, that players win games, but teams win management, or teams win championships. And I think that's what East Kerry have done through the years. It's a team, like.
Yeah. Used to be a saying back in South Kerry: teams win games, managers lose games.
That's another saying.
It's in a few places, Donald.
That's in a lot of places. Come here. One of the guys, of course, who was there, of course, in 2017 on that journey is Darragh Roach, of course, and he's progressed as a fabulous footballer, pushed himself into the Kerry team and panel as well. Top scorer, 224 going into the championship, and I caught up with him as well.
To be fair, it's a much changed team from this time last year.
Yeah, 100%, you know, like it's hard to fill the likes of James O'Donoghue's boots and Shane Ryan and Paul Murphy and Jonathan Lyon. Like, those fellas have All-Ireland medals and God only knows what they've done with their clubs, so like I suppose it's hard to fill those fellas' boots. But look, it's credit to the new lads that have come in, that they've really stepped up the game, in fairness to them. So,
of course, that transition takes time. I mean, obviously it's the same team, but when you are replacing the players of, I suppose, the quality and the big names that you have, it's important to be producing them, and of course Kilcullen are giving extra players. Are you finding that you're picking extra players from teams that maybe didn't contribute as much because there were so many players there in the first place last year?
Yeah, definitely, like you said, the Kilcullen thing there, Chris Leary has come in and Darren O'Callaghan, they've been huge. And even for my own club point there, Patrick Darcy and Luke Crowley, Dan O'Brien have been unbelievable this year, both with the club and then with the county championship. So I suppose it's up to the fellas with their club to play well, and then they get the nod to come in here, you know. And in fairness, everyone that's been brought in is holding their hand up, you know. So
And of course, I suppose with Gerry this year, I suppose one of the big rotational things was to get as much game time into as many players. Obviously the two Clifford brothers stayed out for most of the rounds, okay, the last 5 or 6 minutes. And not that other players, maybe surprising to outsiders, put their hands up for positions and some very strong performances.
Yeah, definitely. Like Emmett O'Shea has been phenomenal this year, and all the chances he's got, he's been brilliant. Like I said, Darragh O'Callaghan has really taken his chance. Keen Lynch, another young fella, like, and he's been insane, in fairness. And that's all down to Jury giving these fellas goals. And like I said, you know, there's big competition, and in fairness, they've held their spots. So yeah, it's fair play to Jury.
It's interesting that you mentioned that, you know, the great hunger that you had, I suppose, and you didn't win at the moment. I suppose everybody thinks East Kerry, it seems to be a conglomerate of clubs and the whole lot, but it is very cyclical. I mean, you can go back to the stages where you said we didn't get out of the group, we didn't get going. What happened in between? Obviously it's not the players, but it must be a structure or something that does a bit of magic.
I suppose when I came in first, I think I was 17, and like I said, if we won one group game or two group games, it was huge. And then in fairness, Jury came in and he brought a real settled environment to it, I suppose. And I suppose players developed in Spa, had a great crop of fellas, and they were really a core group that were very pivotal to our first two championship wins, in fairness. And I suppose from there we just kind of kept that team unity, I suppose. But there's a lot of hurt, I suppose, still to the thought of 20 years of hardly getting out of a group game, so that sticks with you without a doubt. Yeah.
It's interesting you mentioned Spawn, obviously Ratmore as well. I mean, these were colleagues along the way that pulled the East Kerry flag along and flung it high as well when it needed to be. Ratmore the last day, I mean, when you're taking on a team like Ratmore, is there kind of an emotional connection or a bond, or does that kind of stop at the gate?
Yeah, no, definitely. I suppose like we would have been very close to the Ratmore fellas last year when they came in first. In fairness, they're really bought into the team spirit of what we try to keep with East Kerry, and like it was definitely weird to play a county championship match against, like I said, Shane Ryan and even his two brothers, Brian Freel and fellas like that. But no, fair play to Ratmore, I tell you. At half time we weren't sure where we were going with them. They were brilliant, in fairness. So but no, getting back to the point, in fairness, like, so Ratmore, they're an awful hard loss, that group of players to lose from any dressing room. So they're bought in, like I said, and that was the big thing, I suppose, with the likes of them.
Looking ahead to the final, most people would say that the two most informed teams, definitely the two most informed district teams, are in the final. There's going to be a time that Mid Kerry are going to get there. Are you conscious of that? Is there a bigger target on East Kerry before you kind of went into games, particularly in the early years, I suppose, maybe in hope, and then you won, and then could you win a second one? But people are already pinning it on you, you're going to win. Is that pressure?
Well, I don't know. Are they Pinianas to win this one? In fairness, like I said, Meath Kerry look really, really dangerous this year. And like I said, they seem to have more of a club bond than they do a divisional side, to be fair to them. But yeah, I suppose, look, when you're winning, there's always that pressure to do it again. But in fairness, the management do a great job in here, trying to not really put pressure on us, but to go out and more express ourselves and play for each other, I suppose, is the big thing. But like I said, the goal always to win the county championship. Thereabouts, I suppose. But like I said, Meath Kerry this time is definitely different than the past. You know, they're young fellas and they have to be hungry, and they look hungry. So, and we could see that in the Dingle performance. They were brilliant. So
there is another side story, of course. I mean, obviously Fosse stuck with East Kerry and Milltown Castlemaine. One of them will be senior next year. So for one of those, it's probably their last chance with their districts to possibly win a county championship. Can you see a bit more pressure on them? Are they more clued in?
Yeah, I suppose, look, in a way, it's kind of tough for both teams, because, you know, you're trying to park the club scene for a minute, and you're also, you have to kind of keep in the back of your head that you have a club championship to play for, and there's no doubt the intermediate is huge. And like, I know from the Fossa boys that are in, they love East Kerry, and no doubt, like, obviously it'd be huge for Fossa or Milltown to be out on their own, but I think there's just something to be a part of a divisional side too. But look, no doubt I'd love to be out on my own with Glenfest as well at some stage, you know, don't get me wrong. But look, I'm sure they have to park it for the minute, and they'll get back to that then, you know.
And talking about Glenfest, obviously I suppose the district is built on clubs, and the clubs are for the most part rural clubs and with proud traditions, and this is a chance of winning a medal. Are you delighted to be playing with a lot more Glenfest players now than you would have had in previous years?
Oh yeah, 100%. Like, I suppose when I came in first, there was only a handful of us, and now every second face I see is nearly Glenfest fellow, which is great to see. And you know, we've great youth again, thank God, coming up in Glenfest. And like I named the likes of Keane Lynch and Luke Crowley, and these fellas are real fellas for the future. So it's great to have them in around here and give them that experience, because no doubt, like, it's valuable experience to gain. Like, so
the Jets or the Giants?
Oh, Giants.
Good stuff. Thanks very much.
There we go, Darragh Roach, of course, a New York Giants fan, and the Jets beat him 13-10 last night. So if he's listening, he might need to rethink his quarterback. More comments coming in. I can't see Meath Kerry marking the Cliffords. Paddy Clifford for man the match. I'm calling it now, says this listener. If Meath Kerry are to win, then Mike Breen really needs a big game. Not only will Meath Kerry need him, but Kerry needs him as well. I feel he has played true games this year, and while very good, he does not command games. He needs a big final. And then another caller says Sean O'Brien has really stood up this year for Meath Kerry. He could be a match winner on Sunday. And in O'Connor will need to score from every dead ball to keep Meath Kerry in touch. If he can do that, then maybe sneak a goal or two, Meath Kerry could win. And then some really cheeky person says, Tony, will you call the South Kerry Championship for us? Well, you'll never know, we might do it after this break.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Meadowlands Hotel Tralee, where being local means coming home.
Now we listen to Terrace Talk live here from the Killarney Studios, joined of course by John Kennedy and Liam Brosnan. A couple more comments coming in, loads of comments coming in. We'll get through as many as we can, and of course we're asking for comments, of course, on the, I suppose, the county championship final coming up. Meath Kerry have a great chance this year, Donal. Their losses over the last few years and their ability to come back will count for a lot this time. Donal, is Peter O'Sullivan one of the most underrated managers of all time? It's a good question. We'll ask that to our panel in a second. Great to see Meath Kerry back in the final. They just keep coming back after defeat after defeat. No complaints, no feeling sorry for themselves either, but they will always make a final. And our last comment for now. Hi Donal, great game between Listowel and Ballymac, and great commentary by Tim and Ambrose. Hoping for the same next Sunday, but it's unlikely. I think East Kerry will retain their title comfortably, says Charles, and it's great to see you checking in with us there as well, Charles. We missed you there for a couple of weeks and hope all things are good. And one more for now. East Kerry with the Clifords are just too strong for any team. I reckon they'd be a match for most teams in Munster. Well, there you go. Would they be a match for most teams in Munster, Liam Brosnan?
Well, I suppose if we put the two Cliffords with the four or five of us here, we'd be a match for anyone, to be fair. No, but look, you've got to give credit to East Kerry as well. Like, the two Cliffords only have to come on board in the last two games. No, they got through the pools without them, and they look comfortable through their pool games, the group games. You know, so yeah, look, It'll be interesting, like Jerry, or like the boys said there in the interviews, if Fossa win the intermediate, you know, they'll be without the two boys next year, you know, so it'll make the county championship even more interesting. Mm-hmm. But yeah, look, we're a special time when we have the two Cliffords. They're two special footballers. David, probably known as the best footballer we've ever seen, you know, so when you have him on a team, you're always be expecting magic.
Yeah. John Kennedy, of course, the other side showed the intermediate, I mean Fossa versus Milltown Castlemaine. Do you think that is on the minds of those players heading into this county final? I mean, no matter how much you get away from it, look, the colour of your jersey is your jersey, and they're at a final, and it's a final that they can push on to senior and great things and glory things and the whole lot. Or can players just simply lock into this and this is the only show for them at the moment?
Yeah, it's difficult, Donal, in fairness, and there's been a long gap since Fossa and Milltown played last, the same as it was yesterday for the Premier Junior Final. But I think they're in the County Senior Final now. All the focus will be on that, particularly this week. Maybe the alternated training and stuff with both clubs and with the divisional sides up to now. But I'd say the last week will be total focus on Sunday's game. And, you know, come 5 o'clock Sunday evening, then the focus will turn to the club final and the intermediate final. But you know, I've no doubt like that these lads, they all want to win another county championship medal, the lads that have them, and the lads, as we said previously, 14 without it on the East Kerry side, they'll be doing everything they can. And on the Mid Kerry side, certainly, look, they'll feel, look, that this is a chance for them. Their form is good coming into it, so it's total focus on the senior championship.
Mm-hmm. Of course, we'll talk about Mid Kerry after the break. I mean, we talked to Peter Sullivan and a number of the players as well, Nathan Breen, of course, Gavin O'Grady, Darren Hoolan and Keith Evans. But staying on East Kerry, and we'll stay with them up till the hour, Liam, is there a vulnerability there somewhere?
Well, looking at their games, I thought Ratmore probably showed a few things where they could be caught. Their full back line will have to be a lot stronger than what they were. You know, middle of the field, I'm impressed with the middle of the field, but because there is going to be a fair battle between Sean O'Brien, Gavin Horn there, and Kieran Murphy and Ronan Buckley. I presume they'll be the four midfielders. No, I think they will nullify each other. You know, they're four guys there that'll really battle it out. A guy that's really standing out for me for East Kerry this year is Patrick Darcy. You know, and he's scoring as well. You know, we've been talking all year, even with Intercounty, how Kerry we're not getting half hours that can score. You know, there definitely is scoring half hours in this game the next day, like Keith Evans, Killian Burke and Fiacre Clifford on the other side. You know, you have Darragh Lyon, you have Paddy, and you have Patrick Darcy. No, I think that's going to be a real pivotal area for both teams, that half hour line. You know, because it's whoever can win the breaks, whoever can get the few extra scores, there is going to be vital. Now, and there's a little carrot there as well that hadn't been a whole pile said about the winners. The winners the next day will be able to pick the captain of the Kerry team. You know, so, and I know Fossa are in the intermediate final, but the Cliffords are there, and I think this is the carrot as well. You know, Paddy might want to lead a Kerry team, or David back in there again. You know, so that's going to be a big thing for East Kerry as well. You know, so and look, their full forward line, Darragh Roach, like, who's playing, I think he's playing fantastic football, because he reminds me, you know, on Ollie Johnny Crowley. You know, he's low to the ground when he gets the ball, all he wants to do is score. And I think when you have a forward like that, very hard stop. You know, so Mead Kerry will have their hands full there as well. Whoever will start, will it be Donal O'Sullivan? Will it be Emmett O'Shea? Like, Emmett is their second top scorer in 3-8. That's going to be a big call for the management team. Even though he's coming on and he's doing the business, maybe they might do it. So there'll be a couple of interesting decisions being made on teams, all right. But going into it, I do think that, look, the Cliffords are going to have a big say in this game.
And of course, Liam, East Kerry are free scoring. I mean, the 978 is what they've scored, but 78 points in 5 games in winter conditions for most part. It's an amazing scoring. And of that 78, 17 have been free. So I mean, they've kicked a rake of points from all over the field.
But I suppose teams that go up against East Kerry try to go defensive against them. You're already drawing them on you, and that's why I'm saying if me Kerry go defensive against East Kerry, I think you're already going to draw these players on you, and you can't, because Ratmore did it last night. You know, they sat back. You know, Ratmore never went to win the game. You know, they try to nullify East Kerry, and you're not going to nullify players like this. Like, the only way you can beat the likes of East Kerry, and if we're going to the Intercounty, was Dublin, was to outscore them. You know, you know that the East Kerry are going to put up a high score. You have to do the same at the other end. You can't let them put up a high score and you try to defend it. So Mid Kerry will have to go forward themselves next to make a game out of this.
Is there anything, John, to look at it when you say that Mid Kerry have scored 12 goals, East Kerry have scored 9? East Kerry seem to favour the points and the long distance ones. Obviously they're far more comfortable with it, and then people will say, look, Mid Kerry probably beat a lot of teams heading up. They put 3 goals past Dingle.
Yeah, that was their best display. We felt, I suppose, the week before it, I said it, that if they were to beat Dingle, it would have to be their best performance of the championship.
And held them to 9 points.
Yeah. And I think their discipline was very good on the night. You know, they got an awful lot right. And we're talking about Jerry Sullivan and his management team, but certainly Peter O'Sullivan and the lads with him. They got their matchup spot on. You know, their bench made a huge impact. Derek Cleary and Jack O'Connor in particular coming on, but that's a huge total for East Kerry, 978, and we've said earlier on they're not firing in all cylinders yet. So like, what does that tell us then about the potential they have? And like Liam said there, that full forward line, David Clifford, Darragh Roach and Donal O'Sullivan, that started the semi-final, or Emmett O'Shea, whoever will be in there, that's a potent full forward line. Their score's going to come from that line. So, you know, you'd have to be on your toes. Your full back line would have to be on their toes to nullify that full forward line.
Yeah, and the gas thing of the 978 lads is they've only scored 1 from a mark. So they obviously don't favour.
Get rid of that mark.
So it's definitely not going to be a tactic for them the next day. And 145 actually as well. Maybe a lot of them have been short. Donald, who's the referee for the county final? Why don't we bring in a referee from the outside, like you do in the hurling? That way the ref is not put under any pressure from either side. Well, I'd like to think that we have strong enough refs inside and carry that aren't going to be put under any pressure. And actually, talking about refs, Padraig's Holden had a fantastic game yesterday.
I was just going to say, Donal, I thought he was outstanding, in fairness. It was an easy game in one way to ref, but there was a lot of hard hitting.
There was a lot going on. I mean, it was a busy game as well. I mean, it wasn't as if...
He showed common sense, and I think he let it flow, and the players respected that. When he had to give a card, he gave it, but he had a word here and there. I thought he was outstanding.
Yeah, and that's great to talk about a referee and say an outstanding final, because obviously... I suppose if the ref has a good game, the players have a good game, we all have a great game, we've crowds are delighted with themselves, and it's part and parcel.
And we can see from the weekend after the rugby and everything, it's a tough job.
I suppose there's nobody talking about the ref today. Yeah. The ref, he was inconspicuous really, and that's a tribute to him.
And Eddie Welch was the same Saturday night.
Absolutely.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Same Saturday night, so it was a good weekend all round for the referees.
You're leading the next one up the pets over next week. Donal, John Kennedy and John O'Dowd were outstanding yesterday. We can't mention what they were doing, obviously. They would give Tim and Ambrose a real run for their money. That was John Kennedy texting and shooting.
Hit the phones underneath the counter here.
And then, Donal, I think Jerry O'Sullivan does not get the credit he deserves. This is a much changed East Kerry side from other years, and yet they're still getting to finals. Yeah, absolutely. And hopefully it's going to be an absolutely fantastic final. Now, after the break, we'll be talking to all the Mid Kerry gang. Peter Sullivan, of course, the manager. Liam, Peter Sullivan, I mean, underrated?
Yeah, quite assuming man. I suppose he's not in everyone's face or anything like that. A very quiet man. Knows his stuff. You know, talking to a few fellas from that side of the area, you know, they're always saying he knows. You know, he's a guy that's at every game. You would hardly ever see him at it. You would see him at it, but he's there. But a very astute coach.
Absolutely. And of course they have a number of kind of marquee players as well. I mean, we'll be talking to Nathan Breen, Gavin O'Grady, Darren Houlihan, Keith Evans. They also buy into the district thing in a big way back in Mid Kerry.
Yeah, and look, there's been a lot of talk about district boards and stuff like that. We know, and John beside me as well, we played for district boards, what it means to the likes of us, to the players. No?
We understand that, but why is it so hard to explain that to club players? From senior clubs.
Who
see it as, oh God, look at ye with your 16 and 10 teams.
Look, I suppose the big thing is that, look, I was coming from, even though I was lucky enough at the time I was playing, we were a Division 1 club. But when you're lower down the clubs, it's a shop window for you. Mm-hmm. And I don't think the senior players look at that. Look, every weekend they go out, they're playing a high grade of football. But for the lower teams or the lower clubs, it's a massive, like I said, it's a shop window to put your skills, your ability there to be seen. Like, there's a lot of guys there that I wouldn't have seen. Rob Stack, say for instance, I wouldn't know him only for the county championship this year. You have young Dylan with Field Rangers. Yeah. You know, all these guys, you know, they're all showing up. If they weren't playing, where would we hear about them?
Yeah. You're not going to go to a Division 4 game to
exactly, to, and that's yeah, and I don't, and that's why the senior clubs don't realise that.
But on the shop window, and of course on the shop window as well, the next day, big game, of course, Renard and Tarbert coming in here. Best of luck to Tarbert on Sunday, up the red and black. Not Kerry Harley win two titles in a row, will they, John? Well, where would you even put him?
I'll tell you, it's great to see him in it again. You know, in Renard, a rural club like Tarbert, but it's great to see Tarbert, North Kerry teams getting to the finals. A lot has been said over the last number of years, Donal, about the standard, but Listowel won yesterday. Hopefully Tarbert will acquit themselves well the next day, and we'll be hoping they'll win.
There you go. We'll go straight to news.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Meadowlands Hotel Tralee, where being local means coming home. Breaking down the weekend sporting action. This is Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry.
Hi, you're very welcome back to Terrace Talk, Donal Barry, with you until 8 o'clock this evening in the company of John Kennedy and Liam Brosnan. And in the first hour, we focus on East Kerry. So what of their opponents, Mid Kerry? Peter O'Sullivan, of course, is their manager, and I caught up with him earlier in the week.
I suppose there's a big debate right now, you know, it's a difficult one. I know, like, this, I suppose the top players are playing a lot of football, and someone else asked me a question there about, like, do the districts need to be gone out of it? I don't believe that. We're coming from a district that's quite strong right now, you know. But look, maybe the structure probably does maybe need a bit of looking at it, right? But it's, you know, you look, the districts are where they are. Look, I come from my own club, Liberty and Carr, you know. Time Darren was captain in 2009, like, he would never, I'd be good friends with him, he would never have got that opportunity. Like, we got a Sam Maguire back there on the Monday night, whatever, that was a huge thing. And even I just listened to James Dunner there on TV last night after our own game, and he made a valid enough point, like, about Paddy at the time, like, he didn't set the world light as a minor or whatever, and he slipped through the net. Well, I wouldn't say slipped through the net, but it was probably the county championship that put him on the map again, you know. So, like, I suppose, to answer your question, it does probably need to look at maybe structure wise, but I definitely keep in the districts, and just, I was just trying to get a balance, isn't it, you know, that,
yeah,
just helps everybody.
And Cillian Burke, I suppose, he seems to be standing out as one of the players in the championship, and in turn one for the future of Kerry. Just how good has he been so far?
Oh, look, he was excellent. He's been excellent again. Look, he's a great fella as well. Like, look, it's Cillian's age. It's just about managing his workload, and, like, Cillian would train 7 nights a week if you asked him, and furthermore, if you asked him to play in goal, so he'd go there as well. Like, he's a great guy, look, there's no limit to what he can do in terms of his career, like, you know, and just hopefully it was, he stays injury free and he keeps his form up and gets a ball carried down the road, which I'm sure he will, you know.
That's it. That's perfect.
Peter, the momentum is huge. You kind of were steady through the group stage as well, being spectacular maybe. I suppose you're still trying to find players and get the formation, but how pleasing was the Dingle result? Because Dingle, with a lot of pundits, were the club team that were ready to make a step and transition, and yet you kept them scoreless for 30 odd minutes in the second half. You were able to bring on players who had huge contributions. I mean, coming into the final this year, you are in a better place?
I suppose we are. Look, I suppose our form has probably gradually improved, and like, we were conscious enough maybe last year, we felt maybe on reflection, what, looking over the year, that we maybe didn't change our team up enough, you know. We probably stuck with generally the same maybe 15-16 players from round one to the final, if you like, you know. So we were conscious that, like, we probably played guys early on the time, I wouldn't say guys who wouldn't have been on a team, but guys who wouldn't have had experience of playing maybe a lot of games, you know. Say the Garrod Hass, the Seaton Coffees, Dara Cleary's, you know, that's just three off the top of my head. There's been more than that, but I just wanted to get depth into our panel, you know, and I think it's probably stood to us right now, you know. We have good depth there, and we're happy enough where we're at. Like, it's probably like the Irish rugby team there. I often heard Andy Farrell saying there, over the course of his 4 years of World Cup, he was trying to build up three players to each position, you know. Obviously not to that extent, but that was probably the angle we were going at, you know. And as was, over the course of the few games we have, we've probably gradually improved, you know. Like, we got a win against Fáil, probably happy enough just to get the win, really, first round, you know. Second round against St Mirren, it was a bit of a dog of a game. Like, we came out in rallies, we were very, very poor, to be honest. We should have lost that game. Nigel, we played quite well. I suppose Dingle was, no disrespect to Nigel, they'll probably step up again, you know, and we played quite well. But I don't for one second think it was a 10-point win either, you know. We wouldn't be getting carried away by that at all. Like, it was only for the sending off. Like, it was, I know we were 0.2 up at the time, but it was, look, we were happy. We were happy overall. Like, going into the game, if you said to me we keep Dingle to 1 point from play, like, I'd think you're mad, like, you know. But just, like, I suppose they still got 5 marks in. Like, sometimes they'd be, depending on who you talk, they'd be classed as points in play as well, you know. But look, overall, we were happy enough with it, because, look, like, they have top forwards, and I suppose we kept them to 9 or 10 points, whatever it was, you know. We were happy overall, you know. Mm-hmm.
And finally, of course, you need no introduction to East Kerry. You've seen him in the flesh loads and loads of times. Looking over your shoulder this year, what do you think of them?
Yeah, look, I think they're around long enough now too. I think they've been coasting away in games, you know, and look, they've been doing what they need to do and haven't been out hitting top gear, and like, they know they're like the top county teams, really. They can peak at the right time, you know. suppose they've got away with playing it out Paddy and David the first couple of rounds, you know, and look, I suppose more our point, those guys rarely play poorly in finals, you know. They can, they, you know, they've not that we've been inexperienced, but they've experienced winning finals, and look, they've beaten us last twice as well, so look, I suppose they have the big advantage, you know. But look, I suppose from our perspective, all we're looking at right now is an improved performance, I suppose, over the, like, we were very disappointed how we played in the last two previous finals, you know. And I suppose in reality we didn't give them a great contest, and like when you see people streaming out the gate with 15-20 minutes to go, like, it's fairly demoralising, like, and that's probably where we were at in the last two finals, you know. So look, that's what we, like, we felt we set the team up okay last year, like, it was just we didn't perform in the day, you know.
Mm-hmm. Peter, listen, we wish you the best luck to you and the team. Any clean bill of health?
Yeah, look, we've a few guys, right, but look, hopefully nothing to keep any guy out of the game anyway, you know. But I suppose you get that after the run of games, you know what I mean? But yeah, hopefully they'll be fine. Yeah. Okay,
thanks so much, Peter.
Saying that they have a clean bill of health, and hopefully they will, of course, because we'd love to see both teams picking from a clean bill of health. John Kennedy, he said something there. He says it's a bit demoralising. He says when you turn around, you see fellas streaming out of the gate. Is there a lot of pressure on Mid Kerry? I mean, they faced East Kerry a number of occasions now. Is there pressure on them to close the gap first of all, and maybe even get ahead of them?
I suppose, only look, they, like you said, they didn't perform, and that's always disappointing for a management, that you have everything done, and from a player's point of view as well, if it doesn't happen on the day, it's so disappointing, because they don't become bad players overnight, but it's just about performing, and some teams do it, other teams don't. But I think there is something, you know, their performance against Dingle showed that there's something different there, because this was a Dingle team that we had been saying, at Liam and myself, very consistent. It needed a big performance to beat him, and they got it. Maybe flattered by the final scoreline, but I think what he said there about the panel and using the players is very true. And you know, Derek Cleary coming on, he got 1-2, Jack O'Connor a goal, Liam Carey came into the scene, Jack Brosnan came in. Do you know, they have strength and depth. It's about getting the matchups right now and performing. And I think, look, they're a very astute management team. They'll have learned. You learn more from defeat sometimes than you will from victory. And you know, everything he said, we've all seen it ourselves, and we've all been part of it. Being out of it with 10 minutes to go, it's done and dusted, people are going away, you know, it's a letdown, it's a kick in the backside, and there's only one thing to do, get up on the horse and go back again. And I think that you know, they're there in merit. Mm-hmm. And it'll take a big performance to beat East Kerry, but they're capable of doing it.
Yeah. One of the big performers against Dingle was Nathan Breen.
Mm-hmm.
People had doubts, could he match Paul Gainey? He certainly proved that night he could.
He did, yeah, but he's coming up against a different animal now on the weekend. Paul, I suppose, stature-wise, wouldn't be as strong and big and, you know, left and right-legged and the greatest footballer we've ever seen. He's up against him on Sunday. So, look, it's not only Nathan. Mick Kerry need a 10 out of 10 performance from everyone that goes across the line. It's not Peter and the management can only do so much, but the minute they cross the white line, that's when the players will have to step up to the mark. You know, it's grand to say, you know, that we've been in the past two finals. Can they learn from their lessons? You know, that's down to the players themselves.
Especially, it would be fair to say that we've spoken about it before, Paddy and the lads outside, they'll have to be closed down equally.
They will, yeah.
Because if the quality of ball isn't going into that full forward line, then it's making it more difficult, regardless whether he's the best footballer we see or not. We know that, but he has Donald Sullivan, he's Darrell Roach with him. But if their half back line can close down the half forward line and around the middle of the field, that's a few ifs.
Yeah.
The quality of ball is not going in, you have to work harder and you won't be getting the scores.
Exactly. They have to win the battle around the middle of the field, right, or else break even.
Yeah.
And like you said, that triangle there around the middle of the field, they will really have to kind of up their game there, really, to stop the ball going into David.
Well, one man who's certainly relishing a busy afternoon is fullback Nathan Breen, and these are his thoughts on the game.
Look, we're in a final again this year. You don't get there by chance. We've plenty of tough tests in the group. We've big opposition against Nigel with look, household names up and down the country, with the likes of Diarmuid O'Connor, Jack Barry around the middle of the field, and Okunbar. So look, we as a team and as players, we've had tough tests and big battles individually as well.
Mm-hmm. A number of those tough tests, I suppose, over recent years, Nathan, have come in those finals. Ultimately, you didn't walk up the steps. But the one thing about it is that there has to be learnings taken away from them as well. And I mean, and obviously, you swing around the year and say, listen, we need to go one step further. What do Mid Kerry need to do in your mind to go just that little bit further?
suppose we kind of just stick to what we've been doing, doing all the things that have got us to a final. Now, look, that's easier said than done. On the day, look, the East Kerry are going to come and try and implement their game plan, and we're going to do the same. And they're not just going to leave us have our way for the full 60 minutes, John. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be tough.
Yeah. John. Of course, a lot has been made about district teams versus kind of club teams. I mean, obviously, the two best teams reach a final every year. Both district teams that are able to play like club teams, there's great understanding there. I mean, the fluency of the ball, the great midfield partnership that you have, the solid defence, I mean, the sound goalkeeping aspect of it. That takes time to build up, I'd imagine, over the years. So maybe this journey has got you to this moment.
Yeah, and look, I definitely think it's no coincidence that the new rolled out format of having the group stages, it gives districts a small bit of time. Again, look, it's not a massive amount of time compared to the club teams who were training week in, week out, year in, year out. But yeah, look, I think the group stage definitely gives the districts a platform to build, to grow, to unify. You see there, and was it last year's county championship, there was three districts and one club. This year you've two districts and two clubs in the semi-final, so a bit more balanced, and two districts in the final now. Look, I'm obviously a big district man myself. I love being a district
talking
man.
To us out there,
yeah, look.
And it is important. Apart from the district, of course, it's important for the clubs as well. I mean, Beaufort will have a number of players who are playing county championship final again this year. I mean, obviously, as a club, it's possibly a dream to be there. But until that happens, this is the next best thing in town. It's great for a club to celebrate that all the same.
It is, yeah, it is. Look, you've Milltown and Fossa, both in the same boat, two intermediate teams involved with the districts. They'll be playing each other then in a couple of weeks. But it is, look, it's a big stage for the club teams who are senior and are able to play in the competition.
Mm. And of course, we've discussed your own journey before. I mean, obviously, I suppose you didn't just arrive in the middle of Beaufort and something handed you a footballer, did you? Pretty much like that.
Yeah.
I mean, do you look back at that journey and say, Mother of God, are you in your third county final, or have you been in four?
You've been good question. I definitely think, no. I was away in America in 2014 when Mid-Kerry played Austin Stacks. I'd say this is my third now.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an impressive record, isn't it? Well, you'd want me.
I suppose.
Want a W?
Without the medals, it's not.
you might want a W. Finally, for us, Nathan, I suppose. Look, it's been a long journey in a number of weeks. You mentioned about the amount of games you played. You played the three in the group stages. You had the quarter final. You had the semi final, and the whole lot. Your panel has played a huge impact to that. I mean, obviously the first 15, everybody wants to be on that, but it's what finishes it lately seems to be the most important fellas to bring the game home. Have you got the players to bring that game home the next year?
Hopefully so. Look, it's no secret. Our bench has had a strong influence in the outcome of games this year, and maybe even last year as well. You see Derek Cleary, Grod Hassett, Jack O'Connor coming in off the bench. Look, 15 men won't win you a championship. You do need a full squad, and depending on the opposition then, you cut your class to suit the opposition then. And we think we have the players at our disposal, whether we can click on the day and get it over the line. That remains to be seen.
Mm. And all going well, the couple will be in Beaufort first with it.
Jeez. One thing I haven't thought about is where we drive the cup to, but I suppose it's the nearest staff. Well, no, it's not. Milltown is, so I suppose
you'll win it first.
Nathan Bryan, listen,
thanks very much, and congratulations, and the very best in the county final.
Thanks, Chris. Thank
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Meadowlands Hotel Tralee, where being local means coming home.
And you're very welcome back live here in studio in Killarney. Change of scene this evening. Out on the break there, showing Liam Brosnan the fine car park we have outside, where you can park legally and safely. Liam, heading into county championship games, of course, we're talking about younger players and managers and the whole lot. Experienced players, I mean, they will have a lot on their shoulders heading into it. Meath Kerry have a couple of big experienced players in that setup as well.
Yeah, and look, I suppose no more than their goalie, Sean Coffey, who's a fantastic campaign the last couple of years. Mike Breen, you know, these guys are, like I said, experienced players around dressing rooms are very important leading into big occasions like this. And these guys, Pat Kilkenny, you know, they will have to carry a bit of weight in their shoulders, you know, to get the younger fellas into it. Killian Burke is a big addition to him this year. He's a young boy with a lot of expectations on his shoulders. Was a big loss to him last year in the final. You know, he's really shown what he can do, and for the future for the green and gold as well. You know, and Aino O'Connor, I think up front as well, is going to be a guy that's going to have to carry a lot of weight as well. You know, I think everything that's been put on the line or put on the ground from 45 yards out to keep Mick Kerry in touch with East Kerry, he's going to have to put all them scores over, because like I said earlier, Mick Kerry are going to need a 10 out of 10 from everyone on the field starting, and the guys coming off the bench, because we know the experience that all these Kerry players have.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, one of the big experienced players on that panel, of course, is Gavin O'Grady, and I spoke to him in the run up to the final as well.
Well, any year you get to a county final is a good year. You kind of don't know when you start off. It takes a while for it to click into gear. We'd be the first to admit, probably against Spa, we weren't moving as we would have liked to move, but like, it's a bedding in process, you know. You're getting to know fellas you haven't played with them before, right? Especially new fellas and the new young guys when they come on the scene. So we've been ticking along nicely. We've improved, I think, from game to game. Patterns of play have improved, and Dingle is obviously the high point. You know, we were from the outside looking in, not too many would have put us as favourites. We were confident ourselves that if we delivered a performance, the result would look after itself, and thankfully that's how it panned out.
Mm-hmm. Gavin, the manner of that performance, I mean, obviously it ticks all the boxes. He scored the three goals. Dingle were kept scoreless for 30 odd minutes in the second half. Did that surprise yourselves?
It was a very I wouldn't say we were surprised. We knew we've players good enough to win those games and to win county championships, but it's just about delivering performance. Club teams are a bit more they know what their strengths are, they're used to each other, they know how to win those tight games. You know, I wouldn't say we were surprised by our performance, but we definitely had the belief, right? Maybe not so many outside of the camp would have had that belief in us, but you know, you have to show it. Those games are there to be won, and you have to go out and do it rather than just believe it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And of course, this momentum is huge in any sport, any game, or any competition. But beating possibly the best club side and obviously the senior club champions as well, going into a game, was that the kind of game that you kind of needed to come in to face an East Kerry team?
I think so. I think you're better off. You're better off with tough semi-finals going into finals. You know, you're a bit more battle hardened. Other years maybe we might have been untested coming into East Kerry games, and I think you're better off. You know, you have that belief, you've gone to the well maybe once, and you know that stuff is there, so you can pull them out. And obviously that game the last day was right there. I mean, I referenced Killian's goal at half time, but Dingle had a goal chance right before that, so the margins are very small in those games. Alright, fair enough, in the end we got a goal late and it flattered us a small, but it was a very tight game. But that thing, you know, those wins only stand to you. They make you stronger as a group, I think.
Mm-hmm. Over the last number of years, obviously, I suppose the district versus club, it's a big enough argument. It takes districts a while to get going. But you've been on this journey now for a number of years, and you're beginning to play like a club side, even though you've referenced probably younger players coming in. There's a style about Mid Kerry, there's a fluency, there's a strong midfield partnership. I mean, there's forwards that can all kind of take the scoring weight as well. Is this the best prepared Mid Kerry team going into a final?
I think it's right up there. We've a great management team behind us. All the players buy into it. The Middletown lads are obviously going very well with the club this year, but they've came in and they've... You'd never think there was anything going on. You know, they've 100% commitment given to it. And we're all good mates off the field, you know. We'll go back to our districts, obviously, when it's all said and done, and we'll be tearing into each other in the Kerry Championship. But when we're in here... it is Club Mick Kerry, that's the ethos we've had, and Peter has been here now the last couple of years, and his management team might have changed one or two over the years, but generally that's the way we've approached it. we tried to make it as an enjoyable experience for everyone involved as possible. And when you're winning games, that helps, but it definitely is. That's the ethos that we try to implement.
Mm-hmm. Of course, we mentioned the younger fellas, but obviously they're not all young playing on that team. There's a number of veterans of many campaigns. Does that excite you every time that your name is on the first 15 and off you go again, you have another year? Or is this kind of like, oh, maybe this might be the last one?
Yeah, I suppose you don't really think like that when you're playing. Obviously, it's great to be in another county final. Of course it does. You fellas like Pat, my own club mate, Nate and Breen, the last, it was outstanding for us. You have older fellas on the panel like Colin Mack, and they've soldiered for a long time. But there's a good blend there. You know, there's young fellas coming in, like you said, Killian and Keith. But then there's that kind of age profile right in the middle, and you know, they've really come to the fore, I think, this year. So there's a nice balance, and it's definitely something the older fellas, they do get that bit of energy, and it certainly does keep you on your toes. You're probably the legs used to move as fast as they used to before, but they keep you on your toes all the time.
There was a time if you were named number 18 or 19 or 23 or 27 on the panel, you'd say that's my county final over. But that's not the way the game is played anymore. I mean, these are the players that come on to finish the game now, and your impact off the bench, people have noted, has been fantastic all through. How important is that the right 15 finish it, maybe?
Absolutely, it's hugely important. I would say on all of the games we've had this year, we've got massive impact off the bench, and each member of our squad knows that there are fellas there that you can only start 15, and there are numerous fellas on the bench the last day, or the next day I should say, that would be well worth the jersey. And that's a great sign of a team, you know, when you can make subs and you've arguably a stronger team finishing than you have starting, you know, and that performance levels don't dip. And I think, you know, you go to all levels, if you don't get that impact off your bench, you know, you're going to struggle. I think if you want to win the big trophies and if you want to be there at the end of games, you're expecting the bench to give you that. And that's one of the big bonuses, obviously, we have in Kerry at the moment. We've a big pool of players, lots of players playing well for their clubs. And you can only start 15, but the fellas that come in, then they're expected to perform. They're not coming in, you know, hoping to perform. They're expected to add to it, and it's served us well so far.
Mm-hmm. Finally, I suppose, look, last year's final, disappointing. You've had probably a number against the same opposition. What learnings do you take from those days? I mean, do you look back and say, God, we need to do X and Y better? Or do you kind of just file them and put them away in the box and start a new campaign, a new way, a new season?
Well, I suppose when you lose finals like that, you learn more when you lose, I suppose, than when you win games. But at the same time, like, we're under no illusions, it's going to be a very, very tough task for us again the next day. You know, they've huge quality, right? They've more or less an inter-county six forwards, you know. So we're under no illusions, it's going to be a very tough game. When you say as to what we have to change from the finals, we have our own thoughts on that, but obviously we're not going to.
They're not to be shared. No. Which is understandable. Listen, Gavin, I suppose the final question for me, you've been in a number of finals, obviously, you've soldiered over the years. What are your own personal highlights of county championships over the years and for those that you played with and against in your own memories? For fear you're retiring us.
For another while, hopefully. They're just great days. I mean, they're great days for your club at home. They're great days for your family. You know, you get lots of well-wishers. And you make great friends playing with McCary over the years. You can go back, right back to the first county final I played in. I was only, I don't know, 18 or 19. I could meet those fellas and they'd be wishing me well and shaking my hand coming into this week coming, you know. And you just make great mates out of it. They're great experiences, and hopefully the next day will be another one.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, Gavin, it's been an extraordinary journey through me, Kerry, with you, a successful one, and we wish you the very best to look the next day. And you never know. Nathan Breen says the cup is going to Beaufort first.
Of course, yeah. Captain's club first.
Good stuff. Thanks very much.
Well, of course, a game to win first before the cup goes anywhere. Very interesting point there by Gavin O'Grady. He said he started as an 18-year-old, Liam, and
on Sunday next, the banter will be high with the people and the players he played with previously. You experienced that, of course, with St. Kieran's. I mean, the time that you got to the final, you still keep in touch, I suppose, and there's a bond that grows out of teams that get to finals and complete that journey, I suppose.
There is, yeah. We were the final, actually, the team that beat us in the final of that great East Kerry team that had been honoured the weekend, 97, 98, 99. But it's the, like we said earlier, playing with our district team is massive for players. And I think everyone who you have interviewed and who we've spoken to since all this has broken the last week or so, there's fierce respect for the districts there. And I don't think it's the districts that are wrong. No, I think football in general is wrong at the moment, and that's another night for another big conversation. But a few small tweaks, and I think they'll get it right. All right, but to point the finger at the districts and trying to get rid of them, I think is completely wrong, because it is something special. A lot of players, even likes myself, it was a world to put ourselves in the shop window. John would be the same here, I'd say, with Shannon Rangers, down through the years. You mightn't have to win it, you mightn't have to get the county finals, but it's just always, when I was playing the St. Kieran's jersey, it was always put the hair standing in the back of your neck, because it was always a kind of an honour, because you were going out a big district. There was always big support. St. Kieran's always had big support, and I think that's why we have a fondness for it, and we'd hate to lose it. And I think it's a tradition in Kerry, and just because it's not going right at the moment, I don't think we should throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because Darren Hoolan playing the next day, he's the only Cremorne man on the team, and he still feels that it's massive for his club to be represented. And then we spoke to Darren as well.
Now joining us is Darren Hoolan. We've been speaking to the players from the other clubs. I mean, what's it like to be a Cremorne man in this mid-Kerry side? Because obviously it's a small club, it's a big county championship. You've been here before, obviously. I mean, it's not your first trip to that. But what's the build-up like? What's it like? And what's it like to represent Cremorne?
Look, it's massive. Like, you know, it'd be nice to have another one or two Cremorne fellas with me. Like, but, you know, when you're on your own, could everyone from Cremorne get behind me, like, you know. There'll be flags and posters, there'll be everything out, like, you know, it's massive to have the support from Cremorne, but like I said, it'd be nice to have another one or two with me, you know.
Absolutely. Until we can find another one, you're on your own anyway for a while.
Well, next year now or the year after, there's a few young fellas coming through, so we might, yeah. One or two of them might get the call.
It's interesting you mention young fellas, because mid-career seem to be washing young fellas through now, mm-hmm. coming off the bench and all that, and the age maybe is dropping down a bit. How exciting is that to see a number of younger players come on and freshen things?
That's great. This is massive, like, because for a couple of years there, like, you was a lot of old stages constantly year in, year out, like, but there was no one there to come through. But now you have, every year you're gathering three or four young fellas come in, and so you're seeing yourself the impact they're making.
Mm-hmm. And of course that work is through the clubs, obviously. These mm-hmm. other clubs mm-hmm. are producing them, and the schools are probably working very hard with them as well. Again, the next day, and a lot of people are talking about the bench impact and the whole lot. How important is it to know that you're on the bench, but also know in the background that you're going to come on and play a part in the game?
But that's what the panel's there for. Fellas know, it's like, there's some days there, like, there's fellas who started in the earlier in the championship, and they were dropped, or they had different roles. But we know that we have five subs coming on, and they're all making an impact. 2-2 the last day from Derek Leary, Jack O'Connor, 2-2 between them, like, so we know full well, we give everything, we know the boys from Ospinch are going to give as much as we did.
Yeah, the journey this year, I mean, obviously you came through the group stages. I suppose in many ways you kind of walked a little bit through that. Mm-hmm. You had the Nagel game, which was probably a good improvement against a quality side, and then the Dingle result. A lot of people were surprised by the manner of the result. A lot of people might have said, well, Mid-Kerry could win it, but on the day, the 10 point spread, it really wasn't a 10 point game though, was it?
No, but it wasn't. But we kind of felt that we kind of owed them something from 21, where they beat us in the first round, and that was kind of in the back of our minds. But we did think we kind of started slowly in the group stages, but we were slowly building, and then we got to Dingle and we said, right, if we go ahead and flitter and have a cut off these, and look, the rest, I know the right cards probably paid our part as well, like, but we kind of felt that if the two boys had stayed on the pitch, I think we still would have beat them.
Yeah, you had the momentum. The one thing about Mid-Kerry this year, you're playing like a club side. I mean, you have fierce fluency. I mean, the midfield win the ball, it's spread around fairly lively, there's great work inside, and then obviously the people that come on kind of just fit in seamlessly, really. There's no big structure change, players are like for like. Is that exciting to be able to play in a team that can express themselves that way?
That is, like, you talk to all the boys there, like, you know, there's no fellas, you know, keeping to themselves or clubs, like, everyone kind of bonds together and So that's down to the boys as well, Peter, the two Garys, Aidan, like, they made it very, it's very easy to come in here and get on with everyone. Like, there's no keeping to yourself.
So you won't be keeping to yourself if you win the next day, will you?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Darren, the very best look, and thanks for speaking.
Cheers. Thank you.
Cheers.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Meadowlands Hotel Tralee, where being local means coming home.
Doing our build up to the county championship final, and for the last bit of the show here this evening, we're going to look at the teams and the players, and one of these, of course, is going to be the man of the match, and one of these are going to have, I suppose, a significant contribution to the whole cup and where it is going. Let's look at East Kerry first, Liam. I said we give you the favourites. We give John the winners maybe. It's a much changed East Kerry team heading into this final from last year. Go through some of the changes.
Basically, Donald, from last year, this East Kerry will be without 8 of their starting 15.
Isn't that incredible when you say it like that, and they're still back in the final?
Yeah, and it just shows like how good Gerry O'Sullivan and his management are doing with dealing with that. No, because not only did they lose Rathmore, but the year before they lost Spa, then they lost Kilcomin for a while. You know, so it's ever changing, and it's so East Kerry are doing something right. But the guys that are coming in are just as good as the guys that have gone out, as we'll see here,
well,
from the team.
They've lost Shane Ryan anyway from goal. Obviously, the Rathmore. They've lost Per Ward. He started last year, and Chris O'Donoghue, who started. They've been replaced. Jonathan Lyon, of course, and Paul Murphy are missing from the half back line. Rory Murphy is missing from midfield. King Gamble and James O'Donoghue, both Legion. King Gamble in the squad, obviously, but from the final, he hasn't been starting, I suppose, in some of the games, or didn't start in the semi final game at least, anyway. But great replacements there, too.
Yeah, look, you're replacing Shane Ryan with Brian Kelly.
Another All-Ireland winning goalkeeper.
Keane Lynch for Glenfresk as well, as after coming in there. Chris O'Leary from Kilcomin and Dara O'Callaghan from Kilcomin.
Yeah.
Like, Dara played with under-20s, Kerry Minors, all along. You have...
And Chris O'Leary has really bedded into fullback.
He has. He's very athletic. And, you know, he's not one of these big, strong fullbacks either. He's one of these modern-day fullbacks, a guy that can get up the field just as quick. Mm-hmm. You know, so, yeah.
And Keane Lynch has been having a fantastic campaign.
A big campaign for East Kerry, and look, it's going to be a big trial of him now as well this weekend, coming this final, as we move up the field. Then, you know, I suppose, look, Rory Murphy is a massive loss as well for East Kerry. He was injured, county player, I don't know, made a couple of appearances for Kerry last year, you know, so he's a guy that is sorely missed, but obviously with the replacements they have. No,
Kieran Murphy is filling that slot for him at the moment, isn't he? And pretty comfortably as well.
He is, yeah. You know, Kieran, very athletic guy. Seen him down through the years with Kilcomin, was always the main player around there. You know, but like that again, what a battle they're going to have around the middle of the field with Sean O'Brien and Gavin Horn. So that'll be interesting. Dara Lyon, who started as a midfield last year. No, he's moved up into the half hour line for East Kerry this year. No, so a man that I've mentioned already, Patrick Darcy, very impressed with him throughout the campaign. No, a great workhorse, and not only that, he can score as well. So he's going to be one to watch for the weekend. And then inside in the corner, you have replacing James O'Donoghue, you probably have Donal O'Sullivan, who started the semi final. No, in with Kerry, has yet to hit the high notes. To be honest, for me, I think there's a lot more in Donal. I know he carried that injury a couple of years back, but I'd like to see Donal come back into the form that we know Donal can do. And if he hits form, he'll be a real thorn in the side for me, Kerry.
And of course, we talk about the clubs that have chances of winning. I mean, he's representing Kilgarvan, a small club inside that big pile as well. The full back line, I mean, it's completely changed. I mean, obviously, Jack Sherwood was full back last year. He's moved into centre back. Is that a worry? You know, there's Keane Lynch, Chris O'Leary, Dara Callaghan. Last year was Pat Warren, Jack Sherwood, Chris O'Donoghue. A whole new fullback line. That's a big change in a team.
It is a big change, and I suppose if you're a Meath Kerry management team, you're looking at that and you're hoping maybe you can target that. No, but this Keane Lynch and Chris O'Leary and Dara Callaghan, no, they'd probably make the full back line in any team, you know. So it'll be a good test. I remember that because Gavin Grady, Liam, and Aino O'Connor, and whether they'll start Liam Carey or the Houlihan inside full forward, he started the semi final. No, they'll have their hands full.
Yeah.
You know, so that'll be a big test. But yeah, that could be a little chink that Meath Kerry might be able to attack, because there might be a bit of an inexperience there.
Another man who has been fantastic in all East Kerry's coin championships, of course, is Gerry Sullivan's club man, Jack Sherwood.
full-back last year, centre-back this year. A comfortable enough role for him there?
Very comfortable, yeah. Yeah, you know, Jack, he's experience. You know, Jack is a guy, and I always said, at the way he's playing at the moment, you have some fellas that will go from A to B to C. Jack will skip B, and he's going to C now because he has that experience. He can read games very well. You know, so ably assisted either side in with a bit of legs. You know, Dan O'Brien and Niall O'Donoghue, his own club mate, started there in the semi-final. Dindeckin, whether Keane Gamble, who's another guy who really comes in and he gives him a bit of pace going up the field and stuff like that. So they have plenty of options around there for the half-back line. But Jack has the experience to hold fort there. But like I said, ably assisted with a lot of legs around him.
Yeah, and of course he's replacing Paul Murphy, of course, with Rhett Moore. Obviously they're going out on their own. Dan O'Brien, something that you're a great fan of year in, year out. Another kind of... He's kind of under the radar, but I mean, he's very comfortable. He hasn't been cleaned out anywhere along the way. He always gives 100%.
He's a no-nonsense defender, like, yeah.
You know, yeah. And holding down that number seven position. The midfield pairing, Ronan Buckley, his role, I mean, over the last number of years, and he was in the team of our championship last year as well. Sometimes we probably don't appreciate how good he is.
Yeah, like Ronan does a job. No, and I've said this before, you know, we looked at Brian Howard with Dublin this year around the middle of the field. Not a big man, athletic. You know, Ronan can do a job like that as well at Intercounty. But for East Kerry, he's a linchpin around the middle of the field. He's a good old warrior, you know. With Kieran beside him this year, Kieran gives him that bit of athleticism as well. You know, so, and it kind of gave him the option to push the other big man into the half hour line, Dara line. You know, so that kind of, it strengthened him a small bit there around the middle of the field, Kieran coming in.
Mm-hmm. And of course, coming off the bench, I mean, look, they have the likes of Luke Crowley, Emmett O'Shea, who is actually the second highest scorer, 3-8.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody be proud of that? Keane Gamble, of course, experienced from last year, and of course, a Kerry panellist. Finbar Murphy, he's coming on the scene now as well. Legion, he can kick a point or two as well. And of course, Owen Fitzgerald as well, in and out of the mix there as well from Guinea-Gulla.
Yeah, and the next day, you could see guys like Paul O'Shea. They have an abundance of guys on the sideline. Paul O'Shea, Rean Collin from Fossa as well. You know, William Shine. No, Glanny Legion as well, a guy that could really come on, and you know, so.
Or Serene Colleran has a bit of colour in him.
Well, yeah, that's why I mentioned him, of course. Yeah, there's a good colour of blood in there, you know, so. But yeah, you know, there's a lot of guys on that East Kerry panel that can come in and do a job if fellas are motoring, and that's why I'm saying, like, Meath Kerry need a 10 out of 10 performance, because these guys can bring guys. Just like Meath Kerry can, East Kerry can bring guys in that can change the game as well.
Absolutely. Well, look, we'll talk to John Kindy after the break, and we'll talk all about Meath Kerry.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Meadowlands Hotel Tralee, where being local means coming home.
Now, just before the break, of course, we were talking about East Kerry and their team and their panel and how they're likely to line up. John Kennedy, of course, is doing the homework with us for Meath Kerry. John, not as many changes as East Kerry. I suppose maybe some of them are getting more experience. The goalkeeper is still the same, Sean Coffey. He was on our team with the championship last year. The full-back line, while the full-back line in East Kerry is completely different, the full-back line in Meath Kerry is completely the same.
Yeah, the same pairing, Nathan Breen and David Mangan retain. They're the same full-back line, and that's always positive, Donald, because, you know, in front of a goalkeeper, you might have a bit of stability and you know that they're playing together. They know each other inside out, and particularly for a goalkeeper behind them, it is great to have a consistent line in front. They'll be really tested the next day, though, as we said previously. Mm-hmm. But
and of course, like to be fair, if you're talking about it, it's almost a complete set. Owen Clifford has stepped out from Lone Rangers. David Roach has gone in there, but Mike Breen and Pat Kilkenny make up the 6 and 7 as well. So from last year's final, they're only missing one back out of that whole set.
Back on Clifford is out, and as you said, David Mangan or David Roach has gone in wing back number 5. This is a really strong line for Meath Kerry. I thought in the semi final against Dingle they were outstanding, well marshalled by Mike Breen at centre back. He showed his experience, he knew when to go forward, his kick passing was excellent, and I thought the two wing backs were superb. You know, Roach made forays into the Dingle attack several times, into the Dingle defence several times, and Pat Kilkenny showed all his experience cutting off dangerous balls, using his I thought that his positional sense around the backs was very important. He made it look easy several times, but you know, Pat has been very consistent. But I think that half back line, you know, they'll have to play well the next day, and there's huge talent there.
If Gerry Sullivan is looking in, he's looking at that mid Kerry full back line and half back line and goalkeeper, which they kind of handled fairly handily at the end of last year.
Is he expecting them to up their game, obviously, in that sense, or is he looking back at them and saying, we picked weaknesses in them previous, we can find weaknesses again?
Yeah, that's every manager will be doing that. They'll be trying to pick weaknesses where they can do damage, where they can make inroads. And, you know, we said earlier on, when we were talking about Peter O'Sullivan, they didn't perform last year. Mm-hmm. These lads are back in a county final 12 months later. They have a great chance to redeem themselves and to play to their potential. Sometimes you don't get a second chance, but they're in there now, and they'll be, it's all about performing in the day, and they'll be trying to say, you know, this didn't go well last year, I'll make sure it goes well this year, or vice versa.
Mm-hmm. Their midfield has completely changed from last year. Last year it was Colin McGillicuddy and Ronan Murphy of Beaufort, of course Colin McGillicuddy, Glenmicklin Carr, of course, replaced by Sean O'Brien and Gavin Horn. How impressed have you been with this year's midfield partnership?
Yeah, I think again, the semi-final against England was their best performance. You know, down in Billy Connor and Mark O'Connor, they did really well. I thought their work rate, you know, Sean O'Brien kicks the odd point. Gavin Horn kind of stays between the 2.45s, but they're good in the air. They're big men. It'll be a real battle the next day, because like Kieran Murphy and Ronan Buckley, you know, likewise very good footballers. This will have a huge bearing on the game for any balls out the middle of the field. Now, we've said previously that the midfield isn't as you know, critical the way football is going with short kickouts and stuff, but at the same time, you know, gaining possession and linking with defence and attack is very important.
There's a number of positional changes, I suppose, in the forwards line, but look, Ian O'Connor is still there. Liam Carey came on as a sub the last day. Gavin O'Grady didn't start last year. He's back in the mix. Last year, Killian Burke didn't start, he was injured. This year, they're missing Kieran Dinehy. Kieran Dinehy's a big loss.
Yeah, we were just speaking about Rafael Liam himself, a huge loss. You know, a hamstring injury, a serious hamstring injury, a huge loss. Guy with huge potential. You know, Killian Burke coming in, he's playing very well. He's a great semi-final. He's a guy that we have earmarked that I think he will be involved with Kerry.
Does he score enough?
Yeah, that's the question. You know, does he shoot enough, maybe, even? I agree with you. Got 1-1 in the semi-final. I thought the way he took the goal in the semi-final showed real coolness, you know, and he slotted it away well. Fiacre Clifford, he did a real... I thought the match-ups that the mid-Kerry management team had for Dingle was spot on. I thought Fiacre Clifford did a tremendous job on Tom Sullivan. You know, he annoyed him. He got stuck in, and he didn't allow Tom dictate or go up the field even to kick for a score, rather not a mind scoring. I thought he had a great one. Keith Evans's pace, you know, for the goal, he went up in front of the stand in Austin Sack Park. He left everyone for dead. Mm-hmm. But as well as that, the ball across into Killian was brilliant. You know, it was class. I think he'd have a big part to play.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking about Keith Evans, we caught up with him there earlier in the week, and this is what he had to say about the match.
Just a stand-up, like, play with the best players in the county, play against them, play with the top teams, like, so we get a chance to show how we can play football and stuff in mm-hmm. smaller clubs.
Another championship. What's the build-up been to this one? Is it easier to get back to a final, or did you find it tough all the way through to get back to a final? Last year's final, of course, I suppose, ended in defeat. Does that urge you on? Does that spur you on? Does that say, God, we need to get our act together and go on another bit this year?
Yeah, definitely. We'll be looking at our last defeat, last year's final. So there'll be extra motivation now to win this final.
Mm-hmm. Playing-wise, I suppose, there's a huge commitment, the Mountain Knights training and the whole lot and balancing that. Has that been an easy balance?
It's not too bad. Like, I'm not too bad. I'm living in Kerry, but for other lads that's studying in Dublin and teaching in Dublin and lads in Cork and stuff, so especially in Milltown that they're in the intermediate. But I think we've balanced it fairly well. Mm-hmm. Over the championship.
Of course, getting to a final, obviously, like the club, but I mean, the family support as well around you. I mean, obviously, people who've, I suppose, trained you since you were 6 and 8 and 10 and all the way through. I mean, this is the pinnacle. This is the county championship in Kerry. I mean, all the greats have played it. Does that kind of go on your shoulders, or do you kind of put that to the side while you've got the game in hand?
No, there's not too much pressure, really. I suppose my grandfather is a massive football fan. He'd always be in my ear telling me what to do and telling me not what to do and stuff, but. No, I think there's not much pressure there with the family and stuff.
Yeah. Your grandfather, was he a back or a forward?
He was a back.
All right.
A tough back.
Good stuff. Listen, Keith, the very best of luck to you and mid-Kerry in the championship, and hope all goes well.
Thanks very much.
Keith talking about his grandfather, and I reckon his grandfather could be George Evans, of course, who played in the 1965 final, mid-Kerry versus East Kerry, so that's running in the blood. John Kennedy, have they the forwards
to win this county final?
Yeah, I suppose the full forward line that sat in the same final was Gavin Grady, Darren Holden, and Ian O'Connor. And that's the big question, Donald. Have they the scoring forwards, if you look at both, the potential on both sides, have they enough with the starting six mid-Kerry? And, you know, certainly they have the firepower to come on. Derek Cleary won two the last day, Jack O'Connor, Liam Carey coming on. You know, the bench will play a huge part. But like Liam myself were saying off the air, like, you know, not saying mid-Kerry are going to be behind or anything, but there is a time you can't let a game go too far from you either. The balance, when do you bring guys in? But I think that certainly the scoring potential that they have on the bench is huge. And I'd say the management team won't be phone wanting for that. If things aren't going well, they will make changes.
We'll be here next week celebrating with East Kerry, mid-Kerry, Liam.
Look, I'm going to put
or maybe in the Tralee studio.
The Tralee studio. But look, I've gone for East Kerry at the start of the year, and I just think that they'll have enough to get over the line again the weekend.
Your father wrote that out for you, did he?
He did. I have it in my pocket. I wouldn't be left home if it said anything else.
John Kennedy, it's going to be East Kerry, is it?
It looks like he's Kerry Donnell, you'd have to say that, but you know, there is something. I thought the semi into the semi final, I did say that it would have to be their best display. I think they'll have to even go better the next day to win. But there is something about them, you know, the way there was no big celebrations after the final whistle against Dingle. That showed there's unfinished business. He's Kerry favourites, but you know, there could be a shock here.
Well, we go hoping for a big game.
A big game and a big gate for our friend Tom. That was Terrace Talk here this evening. We'll do it all again next week. We'll know the winners, of course. And of course, we'll know the winners of the Team of the Century as well. We'll be revealing them next Monday evening. That'll settle a good few debates that we've had here in the studio and throughout the county as well. This has been Donal Barry. It's been great to be here in Clare this evening. Big thanks to Ivan, who's on sound and all sorts of things, and John and Liam as well, and all our guests that helped us out throughout the week. We'll do it all again next week.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Meadowlands Hotel Tralee, where being local means coming home.